You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska. I'm joined by Abby Houseman. We are the hosts of Showtime, URN's one and only musical theatre show. And it's been a very big week in the world of musical theatre and theatre in general, really, with the Tony Awards being held on Sunday evening. And what was interesting about this year is that there wasn't, we thought, a standout winner. No. Last year there was Dear Evan Hansen. The year before that was Hamilton. And this year there was a nice mix of sort of newer musicals. There was Frozen, SpongeBob, Mean Girls, and then The Band's Visit. It didn't look like there was going to be a standout winner this year. That changed.
That is what we predicted.
Yes. We thought it was going to be a very close call on the evening. We did our Tony special Sunday evening before the awards started. And we went through and we predicted our winners. And we thought it was going to be a nice movie. We thought The Band's Visit was going to do very well because it's sort of different compared to the other three new musicals. But we thought it was going to be a very close call. And now that the awards have been announced, we're going to go through all of the nominees and reveal, very excitingly, the winners of each category. So let's begin. We're going to start, I don't want to say from the bottom up, because all of the awards are important. No show would be able to go ahead without the production and the design teams behind it. But we are going to start with sort of the...
the ones that do tend to get forgotten.
Yes, the less well-known awards. I'm one of those people who, you know, I might go and see a show because it's won an award for scenic design.
Yeah.
But most people would go for, like, the new musical award. We are going to start actually with Best Scenic Design of a musical. The Tony Awards are for both plays and musicals. We, being the musical theatre show, will concentrate on the musicals for obvious reasons. So, Best Scenic Design of a Musical. The nominees were Dane Laffery for Once on This Island, Scott Pask for The Band's Visit, Scott Pask, Finn Ross and Adam Young for Mean Girls, Michael Jürgen for My Fair Lady and David Zinn for SpongeBob SquarePants.
Scott Pask got about, didn't he?
He did.
That's really not putting your eggs all in one basket. That is moving round.
So with a 2 in 5 chance of winning, has Scott Pask won anything? Mm. Unfortunately not. He went to David Zinn for SpongeBob SquarePants. I think a very well-deserved award.
Yeah.
The way they captured the essence of the cartoon on stage, they just went all out for that.
Which is really difficult because it does have that cartoon feel.
Yes. So congratulations, SpongeBob SquarePants, for scenic design. Next award, Best Costume Design in a Musical. The nominees were Greg Barnes for Mean Girls, Clint Ramos, Once on This Island, Anne Roth, Carousel, David Zinn, SpongeBob SquarePants, Catherine Zuber, My Fair Lady. And the winner was Catherine Zuber for My Fair Lady.
Lovely. Do you love a good costume? They make me really happy.
I would have liked to have seen SpongeBob SquarePants win there, potentially, just because of how different those costumes are. You know, Carousel and My Fair Lady, they're very standard sort of like 1910s to 30s.
You would have them in a costume pile.
Yes.
One for a cartoon sponge, however. I don't think you'll find many things in the back that might suit that detail.
The way they did Squidward's legs, that deserved a Tony nomination in of itself. Right, Best Lighting Design in a Musical. The nominees, Kevin Adams for SpongeBob SquarePants, Peggy Eisenhower and Jules Fisher for Once on This Island, Donald Holder, My Fair Lady, Brian McDevitt, Carousel, and Tyler Michelow, The Band's Visit. And the winner here was Tyler Michelow, The Band's Visit. First of many, I will say.
This is important. Remember this for later on.
So far, The Band's Visit has only lost one category it's been nominated for. That was Scenic Design in a Musical. Bear that in mind. Best Sound Design of a Musical. Nominees are Mike Dobson and Walter Trarback, SpongeBob SquarePants, Kai Harada, The Band's Visit, Pete Hylenski, Once on This Island, Scott Lehrer, Carousel, Brian Ronan, Mean Girls. And the winner here, Kai Harada, The Band's Visit.
Well done.
Right, now we get on to sort of, I'd say, the middling categories of the sort of the production element. Best Choreography. The nominees here are Christopher Gattelli, My Fair Lady, Christopher Gattelli again for SpongeBob SquarePants, Stephen Hoggett, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Casey Nicholaw, Mean Girls, and Justin Peck, Carousel. You'll see there that because choreography can apply, people think of it traditionally as musical theatre, and that's because well, there's dancing in it. But the way Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is staged, there's a lot of very intricate choreography.
To create the magic.
Indeed. And to be honest, for that reason, I thought it might win this category.
Yeah. But actually, which would have been amazing.
It would have been. Unfortunately, for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, the award went to Justin Peck for Carousel. Very well deserved. Yeah. It's beautifully choreographed. But any of them, I think, potentially with the Mean Girls and SpongeBob SquarePants taken out as slightly less likely that any of them could have won it. Now, Best Orchestrations. This is the award. So you have Best Original Score, which we'll get to later. The orchestration is for the person who has taken that new score and put it so that it can be played by a Broadway orchestra, effectively. There are some shows like Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 or Come From Away, both of which debuted on Broadway last year, that don't have that same sort of Broadway feel, and it comes down to orchestrations, even if they're written in very similar ways to normal musicals, which in the case of some of them they're not. The orchestration is what gives it that Broadway feel. So the nominees for the Best Orchestrations: John Clancy, Mean Girls; Tom Kitt, SpongeBob SquarePants; Amory Melazzo and Michael Starobin, Once on This Island; Jamshid Sharifi, The Band's Visit; and Jonathan Tunick, Carousel. And the winner is Jamshid Sharifi, The Band's Visit. I have such a soft spot for Tom Kitt, though. Shout out to him, because I think he had the hardest job.
Yeah.
As we'll talk about later, or as you might be aware if you listen to our Tony special on Sunday, SpongeBob SquarePants was a very difficult show to put together. And I think Tom Kitt did a fabulous job by translating all of that to a single orchestra.
Yeah, trying to make it all make sense. For a single orchestra to play is amazing. So he should be very proud of himself.
He should indeed. Right. Well, actually, while we're on the topic of that, we'll do Best Original Score. This applies to both music and or lyrics, which is why the first nominee is Adrian Sutton for Angels in America, which is a play. It's a nice instrumental piece, but the music of Angels in America and of a lot of plays, very important in terms of staging and setting the mood. So that's got a nomination for Best Original Score. We also have David Yazbek for The Band's Visit, Christian Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez for Frozen, Jeff Richmond and Nell Benjamin for Mean Girls, and then the composers of SpongeBob SquarePants. I'll give you the full list. Strap in. The nominated composers for SpongeBob SquarePants were Yolanda Adams, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, Sarah Bareilles, Jonathan Coulton, Alex Ebert, The Flaming Lips, Lady Antebellum, Cyndi Lauper and Rob Hyman, John Legend, Panic at the Disco, Plain White Tees, They Might Be Giants, T.I., Damani and Lil C.
That was 15 people or groups.
So what happened with SpongeBob, if you're not aware, every song was written by a different artist.
Which is an interesting concept.
It is.
However.
And it's why Tom Kitt did such a good job with the orchestration.
Yeah.
Although he was never going to win the Tony, unfortunately, against The Band's Visit. But he did a fabulous job. The problem with having every song written by somebody else is that there's no cohesion throughout the musical. And I think anyone who has listened to me talk about SpongeBob SquarePants will be so sick of me saying this. It's a good show. It's very fun. It's very vibrant. It's probably the most energetic and interesting of all the shows.
You wouldn't be
that
bored
were nominated.
Watching it.
No, not at all. But it
has quite a chaotic feel
yes.
to it.
Not even that. It's just that you listen to it and like you've got a song by, but you know, a nice rock and roll song written by Steve Tyler and Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Yeah.
In the same show that you've got a nice like indie like country number by the Plain White Tees, and then like a blaring pop ballad by Sarah Bareilles. And it's like, when you listen to the soundtrack, and I don't know if it's different if you go and see the show, but it does not feel like you're watching
a single show.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like you're listening to the same show when you listen to the soundtrack. But, you know, well done, the composers. But congratulations, David Yazbek, for winning that. Of all the new scores, David Yazbek entirely deserved that. The Band's Visit, if you're not aware, nice jazz feel to it. So David Yazbek, I love as a composer, and I think this show really shows off his talents to the best of his abilities. Right now, Best Direction of a Musical. We have Michael Arden, Once on This Island; David Cromer, The Band's Visit; Tina Launder, SpongeBob SquarePants; Casey Nicholaw, Mean Girls; Bartlett Sher, My Fair Lady. And the winner is David Cromer for The Band's Visit. I think we saw coming.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's a lovely little show that is based on an Israeli film from 2007, and it follows a group of Egyptian musicians who get stranded in the desert and have to stay overnight in this little town and befriend the locals. And it does such a good job of sort of like addressing Arab-Israeli tensions and relations, but with a degree of like sentimentality and it's just very well done. So I think the direction fully deserved David Cromer for the band's Visit. Now, best book of a musical. The nominees are Itamar Moses, The Band's Visit, Jennifer Lee, Frozen, Tina Fey, Mean Girls, Kyle Jarrow, SpongeBob, SquarePants. Now, we predicted...
Bookie's favourite was Tina Fey.
Completely. It is a very clever script for Mean Girls. Obviously, it's inspired or based on the 2004 film, which she also wrote, so we knew that it was going to do well. Yeah. It won the Drama Desk Awards and a whole host of other awards already. But actually, the winner on the night was Itamar Moses for The Band's Visit.
Yeah.
Which, very interesting, and we will talk more about later. Now, getting on to the acting categories now. Sort of those, like... the big five.
Yeah.
Along with the sort of the musical winner. First up, we have Best Performance by a Featured Actress in a Musical. The nominees were Ariane DeBose for Summer, the Donna Summer musical, Renee Fleming for Carousel, Lindsay Mendez, Carousel, Ashley Park, Mean Girls, and Diana Rigg, My Fair Lady. And the winner, as everyone thought it was going to be, was Lindsay Mendez for Carousel. She has just been such a breakthrough star of this Tony Award season, and fully well deserved. She's typically a cat. She's done a few things on Broadway. She originated the lead female role in Dogfight, which is a Pascal Paul musical. But she typically does like character acting, and I think everyone's just been blown away by her as Carrie Pipperidge in Carousel. So congratulations to Lindsay Mendez. Best Performance by a Featured Actor in a Musical. Now, the nominees were Norbert Leo Butz for My Fair Lady. He played Alfred Doolittle. Alexander Gemignani for Carousel. Gray Henson for Mean Girls. Gavin Lee, SpongeBob SquarePants. And Ariel Stachel for The Band's Visit. Now, this we talked about quite at length on Sunday because I thought Best Performance by Feature Actor was going to be the sort of the category that we didn't really know who it was going to go to. It was, for me, a tie between Ariel Stachel and Norbert Leo Butz. Ariel Stachel was the one who, the sort of the fresher face.
Yeah.
But Norbert Leo Butz is just such a Tony icon that it was likely he was probably going to edge it. But actually, I'm happy to report that Ariel Stachel got it for his role as Hallard in The Band's Visit. I'm really pleased for him. He has such a beautiful song called Hallard's Song About Love, which is just like just a classic jazz piece, and I think he does a fabulous job, and many congratulations to him. Now, Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a Musical. The nominees were Lauren Ambrose for My Fair Lady, Hayley Kilgore, Once on This Island, LaShance for Summer, the Donna Summer musical, Katrina Lenk for The Band's Visit, Taylor Loudman, Mean Girls, and Jesse Mueller for Carousel. This, again, I thought was going to go to either Jesse Mueller for Carousel or Lauren Ambrose for My Fair Lady, just because...
Yeah, they're the classics.
Yeah, they were the big revivals this year. We'll talk more about revivals in a minute, but Carousel and My Fair Lady are such just classic musicals, and typically in Tony history, the awards go to the ones that people recognise and...
they have
already
that,
like
kind of, yeah, they've got that kind of affinity for them.
But actually, Katrina Lenk for The Band's Visit took it, which I think fully well deserved. She's an amazing actress, but I did not expect her to get it, and I'm pleased that she has, but didn't see it coming particularly. Now, Best Performance by a Leading Actor in a Musical, the last of our acting categories. The nominees were Harry Hayden Patton for My Fair Lady, Joshua Henry for Carousel, Tony Shalhoub for The Band's Visit, and Ethan Slater, SpongeBob SquarePants. I thought Joshua Henry was going to get it. I think he deserved to get it for his role as Billy Bigelow in Carousel. We played his soliloquy on Sunday, and it's such a beautiful song and so well done, and he'd really done something different with the role. I thought it might also go to Ethan Slater, who plays SpongeBob in SpongeBob SquarePants. He's won every acting award he's been nominated for so far for that role, including like the Drama Desk Awards, Outer Circle Critics Award, but actually it went to Tony Shalhoub for The Band's Visit, which I don't know how I feel about. He's a great actor,
but it was a surprise.
Yes, that was the one I really, really didn't see coming for The Band's Visit. Now, Best Revival of a Musical. There the two bigger ones, if you are a new musical on Broadway, whether it's a revival or whether it is a brand new musical, the one that needs to be won, the big awards are Best New Musical and Best Revival of a Musical. And first up, we have Best Revival of a Musical. The nominees were Carousel, My Fair Lady, and then Once on This Island. And everyone thought it was going to be a toss-up between Carousel and My Fair Lady, yeah, possibly with Carousel just edging it because it's Rodgers and Hammerstein. And whenever Rodgers and Hammerstein are revived on Broadway, they always win. I'm so happy to report that Once on This Island, the little show that premiered in 1991 by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty about a little girl on a Caribbean island, it won Best Revival, and I'm so happy for it.
The little show that could.
It's such a wonderful show. It's so refreshing. It's got a real nice Caribbean feel to the music of it, and it's so well performed. It's got an amazing cast, like Lea Salonga's in it, Alex Newell, who I love. It was nominated for 8 awards. This, unfortunately, was the only one it took, but I'm so pleased it did because it's such a small show as well. We talked a bit about the staging of it. Where everyone, it's a tiny stage, it's everyone sits around it, and you know, the actors go out into the audience and things. It's such a non-Broadway feel.
It's interesting to look at the revival winner compared to the way that the new musical's gone. I think that'd be really, we might talk about that in a bit, because the way that those two have gone are quite interesting,
yes,
I think.
Now, the big award of the evening is for Best New Musical, and the nominees were The Band's Visit, Frozen, Mean Girls, and SpongeBob SquarePants. And the winner was The Band's Visit. We all knew it was coming. We all knew. Of all the awards, so The Band's Visit, it was nominated for 11 awards. The Band's Visit has obviously been the breakout show of the Tonys. It was very interesting going into this because, as we said, there was no big show.
One was predicting that to be a big show.
There was. We thought it was, you know, maybe 3 awards there, 4 there, you know, whatever. Like small numbers, but a nice spread. The Band's Visit was definitely predicted Best New Musical and Best Original Score, and maybe a couple of the acting categories. But to be nominated for 11 and to win 10 is completely unheard of.
Yeah.
The only
really
one
surprising.
The only one it lost was Scenic Design. Yeah. Poor Scott Pask. It lost out twice.
He's like, damn it.
I'm genuinely stunned by this. And I will say, I think The Band's Visit is a really deserving winner. It is a beautiful musical. And of the 4 new shows, it's the one that needed the win. Because if you're going to Broadway, Frozen, Mean Girls and SpongeBob SquarePants, you kind of know already, so it's likely that you're going to go and see them. Whereas The Band's Visit, you know, who wants to go and see a show based on a 2007 Israeli film about some Egyptian musicians? Whereas now that it's got a win, and so many wins actually, but certainly Best New Musical, people are more likely to go and see it.
And more likely to have heard of it.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're not trying to take anything away from their win. We think, like, if you heard Ella in the Tony Award special that we did, very much a fan.
Oh,
I think
just
that's
love
what
it.
We can say.
It's, the music of it is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, David Yazbek's score is just certainly my favourite of the Tony seasons, although it's not the one that I listen to the most. I think Jeff Richmond and Nell Benjamin's Mean Girls soundtrack is the one that I listen to the most. It's got that sort of that
you can
upbeat
listen
feel, but David Yazbek's The Band Visit is beautiful.
You can listen to Mean Girls in more situations, I feel, whereas you have to, like, sort of properly listen to The Band Visit, I feel like it's a very situation specific soundtrack.
But what is interesting, I think, about this particular season is Frozen, Mean Girls and SpongeBob SquarePants are obviously all based off sort of well-known popular culture things. I know The Band's Visit is also based on a film, but I think it's the
more
one
underground.
It's the one that feels new. Whereas Frozen, obviously based on the Disney film, Mean Girls, based on Tina Fey's film from 2004, SpongeBob SquarePants, even, like, I'm not a particularly big fan of SpongeBob the cartoon, but I know it. So I wonder if The Band's Visit has done so well in terms of this particular award session.
Yeah.
Because it's not a pop culture thing. If you imagine,
at least partially.
Yes. Yeah, so if you imagine that the majority of the judges and, you know, theatre critics on the scene at the moment they were not children in the early noughties no. who have such an affinity for Frozen, Mean Girls and SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, Frozen has been the highest grossing musical yeah. of those four.
Because if you have children, that is yeah. the one you're going to go see. And they will sing Let It Go.
That Disney
with
film
Elsa.
Is just beloved by so many, not even just children, but by so many people. So it's been the highest grossing, only nominated for 3 awards. And I do wonder if the judges, when reviewing these musicals, were sort of did that. Well, I'm not a big fan of Frozen, Mean Girls, or SpongeBob. Well, that leaves The Band's Visit.
Yeah.
And if
they
that
probably enjoyed The Band's Visit and gone, well, that's fine then.
Yes.
Excellent. Good. Take that off.
But I do wonder how many of these wins comes from it sort of being, well, I don't want it to be any of the others.
Yeah.
So it'll be this. As we said, I don't want that to take away from
no,
The Band's Visit. It
no,
is
no.
a beautiful, beautiful show. I really recommend it. But I do think that plays into it on some accounts.
You've got to take that into consideration.
Yeah.
But what I think is really interesting is that we're talking about this kind of more traditional Broadway show winning new musical. And yet, when we go to the revival category...
Once on This Island
storms through instead. Which is...
I do wonder, I think... Because looking through the sort of the... The nominations. I do wonder, particularly in terms of like the new musical category, how would The Band's Visit have fared if there was another sort of new musical that actually was a new musical that wasn't an adaptation of something?
Yeah.
Like Once on This Island, if say that had come out this year, or just like another sort of like Dear Evan Hansen or Hamilton kind of thing, not necessarily that big,
no.
but a new show
that was.
How would The Band's Visit have fared there? If there wasn't this, I don't like these pop culture ones, but I've got a choice
another
here.
One. Yeah, I think it would have been interesting to see. I don't think it would have stormed the awards quite the same way.
But to have 11 nominations and win 10 of them, that is unheard of.
Yeah.
We should also say Mean Girls had tied with the most nominations with SpongeBob SquarePants. Both had 12 nominations. SpongeBob SquarePants obviously took one for Best Scene Design. Mean Girls took nothing.
I'm quite disappointed about because I think it deserved better. It deserved something at least.
I wish it had taken Best Book.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to get, you know, it was nominated for Best Actress and Best New Musical. I don't think it was ever going to get those, but I do... Having not seen The Band's Visit or knowing much about the dialogue and the story of that, I do think Tina Fey deserved Best Book.
I guess the book might be gone to The Band's Visit because of its dealing with quite a serious topic. But yeah, Mean Girls, because it just fit the... I know it's because she wrote the film, but it just fits the show so well.
Mm.
I can imagine it just meshing together really, really well.
Well, this is another interesting thing to consider as we draw to the end of this podcast. Do you think shows that are adapted from things deserve the same sort of, for want of a better word, platform as brand new shows? So like Mean Girls and Frozen especially.
Yeah.
They're not really new shows. It's effectively exactly the same film.
Story
particularly
line,
in the case
yeah.
of... Well, for Mean Girls, it's exactly the same storyline. It has been transposed to the like present day.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more like social media and pop culture references. I think it's a much cleverer adaptation than Frozen, which is just the film on stage, few more songs to pad it out.
If you're going with some small kids who love the film, that is just what you want. But it's not... I can understand why it wasn't nominated for much. Because there's not much to...
But do you think that shows like that should get the same sort of promotion and platform and be nominated as a Best New Musical when it's not really new? We all know it. It hasn't really done anything different.
I guess it's how far you push that musical element, I guess.
Yes.
It's how far you take those songs and the choreography and the staging of it. It's much more about those smaller awards that we were talking about earlier than it is about... Like, because your actors need to perform excellently, but they've kind of got a basis for comparison over what their character is supposed to be doing and how they want to take that.
For the record, I think new musicals like that should be included. Even if we know the films of Mean Girls and Frozen and things like that, the musical is a new musical and it has done very well on Broadway, and I think it deserves to be included. It's just that's one of the... criticism that is coming up for it.
Yeah, and it's one of the sticking points for reviewers, I guess. And when they're trying to choose who's going to win Best New Musical, David Jazbek's The Band's Visit is very, very new.
Yeah.
And it's probably more new for, especially an American audience or a English speaking audience than the Israeli film from 2007.
Right, so I think on that note, we'll end this podcast. What we can say is, you know, just a huge congratulations to the band's visit. It's a very well-deserved winner. It has taken everyone by surprise in how well it's done, but I think that is a reflection on what a good show it is. Yeah. And I really hope this gets people through the doors going to see it, because I think it's the lesser known one.
Can't wait for next year.
No.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows? What we'll say, though, we're going to end with a song. And normally I'd play something from the best new musical. And as I said, I love The Band's Visit. It's such a brilliant jazz-inspired soundtrack. But the show that I'm most proud of is Once on This Island.
Yeah.
And I love this show so much. It is so sweet. It is so lovely. And the music is so beautiful and upbeat and just, as I say, captures that Caribbean feel. That while I do love The Band's Visit and I recommend everyone checks out the soundtrack, I am going to end with something from Once on This Island, because it's such a beautiful show and I'm so happy for it, because it really was the underdog in that revival category. Up against the behemoths of Carousel and My Fair Lady, it did so well. Yeah. So ending this Tony podcast is going to be the new Broadway cast of Once on This Island singing Why We Tell the Story. For now, I've been Ella. She's been Abby. This has been Showtime's Tony podcast. You can find us on Facebook at URN Showtime or on Twitter at Showtime URN, and catch us live on URN every Sunday at 6 p.m. Thank you for listening. This is Once on This Island.
A tree that sprang up and cracked the walls of the hotel bosom so that its gates could never close again.
A tree that lived forever, sheltering peasants and grand noble alike.
A tree that watched over Daniel for his lifetime.
A tree in which his children played.
And one day, as Daniel's young son sat in the shade of the tree, he noticed a beautiful young peasant girl high in its branches, looking out at the world. And the spirit of Timur touched their hearts and set them free
to love.
And she stands against the lightning and the
on this island, we tell the story. story.
Showtime
on URN.